Lizzie, you're obviously enjoying this. I know you come up against Westmead, Division 1 experience in the league, and I suppose that those little touches probably told during the game. The girls knew they were through beforehand, which obviously makes it a little bit more difficult for you to get them up for the game. And now you play it down, which is probably the opposition you want to play rather than Clare. So by saying all that, I'm not saying you threw the game.
No, we certainly didn't throw the game, Lee. You know, we knew we were going to be in for a battle here with Westmead team. Westmead had to win to get themselves through. So just they brought great intensity and, you know, a serious work rate and great quality, as you said, Division 1 experience, you know. So I suppose for us, it's a really good learning today, and we've plenty to take out of it. And we competed in massive parts, probably felt a little bit hard done by in a couple of areas, a couple of decisions maybe on the field. Yeah, so and as in that obviously put a little bit of additional pressure on. I think the scoreline was probably a bit harsh on our girls, but I think we'll get huge learnings from this, and I think it's a great opportunity to build and move forward now for the quarterfinals, which we're really looking forward to.
How have you handled this? You've came in at the last minute kind of thing, but you have the experience of being over teams. You've obviously got a real buy-in from the girls when you come in, Liz.
I'm sure, like, they're a super bunch of girls, and as in, I can take very little credit for it, to be honest with you, you know. We're a month at it now. I think we were counting it up, something like 8 sessions, 3 competitive games and a challenge game is what we've had. So the girls have just literally, we've kind of gone with the mantra, like, day by day, week by week, game by game, and I suppose maybe just getting a bit of identity, a bit of heart back into what we're doing. But the girls have been terrific. You know, as in, I can take, as I said, very little credit for it. They've bounced, they've taken on board anything that we've tried to work on. You know, every game we go back away, we take the learnings from it, and they've just been fantastic. They've just been, you know, they're a joy to work with, to be honest with you.
Is this kind of a wake-up call? It's not the right way to call it, but I suppose it is a little bit of a call like that. You're playing better opposition, you have to be quicker and tighter and things like that. And we had about 5 or 6 blocks, lockdowns, which you know is not acceptable at this level, so you'll use it as a learning groove, I'm sure.
Big time, yeah. As in, and I suppose the big thing, as in, you mentioned the Division 1 experience, that tempo, that intensity, and that's where we want to get to, and I'll be honest, it's where we're capable of getting to as well, and the only way you get there is with experience and by coming across these teams. So to be able to do it today, obviously we're not pleased with the result, but as in, there's a huge amount of take-homes from that, and I think even by just experience a game, obviously conditions again were fairly tough going.
26 degrees. Yeah.
It's just been incredible the last 2 weekends. And last weekend, there was a massive effort put in by the girls. You know, as in, it's hard to bounce back. This is our third week on the bounce with serious, serious games. So, yeah, as I said, we'll take what we've done well today and we'll take the years, but we'll certainly need improvements on it. There's no doubt about that. But it's in us and we're capable of it.
Yeah, we look really good when we're going forward, don't we? You know, Sarah and Kieran, Roisin and Kieran midfield, they create a great platform. And we do really look dangerous when we go forward.
Honestly, I don't think there's too many teams better when we move and we cut through defences. You know, when we move the ball and we play to our strengths, that's what we're good at. You know, we're good with the ball in our hand, we're good with moving, good with getting those cuts off the shoulder. Like, we met good opposition today, but we still created opportunities. You know, probably should have had a little bit more on the board as well, to be fair. And probably just a little bit of decision making that final third, and again, that comes with experience, Liam, and you know, this game will really stand to us, I feel, going into the knockout stages now.
When you came in, how did you approach it?
I suppose I usually approach things with open, honest enthusiasm. That was, I suppose, I'm very passionate about ladies football, Liam, in Wexford, and you know, we're a small community maybe, but we're a very committed community. So I came in, I just asked them, I told them I was going to give them everything that I had for however long this journey lasted, and I just asked them to do the same, and literally that's what they've done, you know what I mean? And I know we're really looking forward to now 2 weeks where we can kind of go away and really spend some time working, you know, as in week to week we've been literally just adapting to games. But as I said, I've given them everything and they're giving me that and spades in return. And I suppose the final thing that we said, everything that we give, and I suppose the phrase that we're using as well, and some, so it's given some and a little bit more as well. So
obviously with some heavy defeats, you had to bring a bit of a structure to the play, and you know, it could demoralise girls, you had to lift them as well.
Yeah, like we did look at a couple of tactical tweaks as well, just in relation to our defensive shape and just some of the cover that we do there, and even just up front, that we just gave ourselves a structure that we could work off of, that we felt would benefit that the girls that we had and that would support that running game that we're trying to play. As I said, we're devastating at times when we go forward, like in the Sligo game, the very first game of this campaign, we just literally cut them open, and you know, obviously teams have an opportunity to have a look at what you do and how you set up, so they adjust to that, and again, we have to be adaptable to that. So yeah, so literally we've tweaked a few things, as in defensively and just how we get into those positions, and also I suppose how we set up top to utilise the players and utilise the strengths that we have within our group.
I suppose one thing you did get caught on today, Westmead's counter attack was very quick, and we're a little bit slow to get the cover back, but that can happen to any team. If you come up against a good counter attacking team, it's very hard to defend against that.
Yeah, and it's something that we had identified actually during the week, and we talked about. We kind of have our weekly team talk, pre-match team talk on Zoom, where everyone can I suppose get access to it. But yeah, no, absolutely. And the idea was to try and cut them out a little bit further up the field. But again, to be honest, it's small margins. It's that just a second quicker, just getting back in behind the play. It's maybe stopping that first phase of attack. Can we delay it at the first phase to allow us to get set? So again, we've done that really well in the last two games. Like last weekend, we conceded 6 points. We did it exceptionally well. But again, Westmead are coming with that little bit of a higher intensity. And again, we have to learn and we have to adapt and we have to adjust to that. But we will. We will do that.
And moving forward now, you have a fortnight, which the break will be welcome because you'll be able to work on a few things. Looking forward, still very positive. The girls never gave up. The scoreline, as you said, didn't really justify the effort that they put in.
No, it's serious effort. Like, I think we had the very last attack of the game and we were still going.
The crossbar.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's what we want, as in, I suppose some of the things that we talked about, like we're Wexford, like, and we're very unique and we're very unique people in what we do. And we've asked that to bring that out onto the field, and that never say die attitude. So I couldn't ask any more from the girls today, but absolutely we're looking forward to it. We just said in the circle there, and the girls said it themselves, if we'd said a month ago that we were going to be preparing for an All-Ireland quarter-final, we would have taken your hand off. We would have taken your arm off. So we're thoroughly looking forward to it, as we should, and as should the girls. These are the days that we train for. These are the days that we play football for. You know, we've had a very tough year and a half in general. So to be honest, as I keep saying to the girls, I'm thoroughly enjoying every day that we go to train, and every match that we go into. And I've asked them to do the same. And I think they are. I think they're trying to play with a smile on their face most of the time. And I think if we keep doing that, I think when that's right, I think the performance will take care of itself. So it's been super.
And a final word for Sarah Harding-Kenny, who played Camogie yesterday in 23 or 4 degrees and in 26 degrees today.
Oh, Liam, she's just incredible. And as in, she did the same last weekend. And, you know, the point was made that, as in the last free that we won to win the game, it was Sarah driving from the half back line who actually won the free. It's actually phenomenal what she's done. And I probably can't even put into words, as in the effort, the application. And it's fantastic as well to see the Camogie doing so well. You know, I have a great relationship with Kevin there, with the senior team, and with Alan with the junior team, and they're obviously, the juniors are out next weekend, so it's great to see women's sport doing so well. And you know, there's not enough words to describe Sarah and the effort. And there was no go back to say that, oh no, I need a rest or whatever. Sarah's 150% in everything she does. She was excellent again here today, and I just can't give her enough credit, to be honest.
And finally, don't judge Wexford on today's performance.
Absolutely not. No. I don't judge Wexford on today's result, Liam, is what
I'd
say.
Result, yeah. Yeah, sorry, yeah.
No, absolutely.
You're right in the way you phrase that.
We have, there's lots in that locker. We've had two seriously competitive games prior to this. The girls have been excellent. Today, look, as I said, I think the experience will really stand to us against this outfit. And don't worry, we'll be well set for a quarter final now on the 7th or the 8th of August. And I'm looking forward to seeing what these girls can bring out, because they surprise me every day, and I'm looking forward to seeing them in an All-Ireland quarter-final when they'll be on full show again.
Thanks for your time, Lizzie.
Liam, thanks a million. Thanks for the support.
Thanks, Liz.